Amen. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we're just so delighted to be able to start our day with you here at the Master's Call. Father, we thank you so much for your blessings. We thank you for watching over us as we slept last night. We thank you, Lord, that we got up this morning with full activity of our limbs and our right minds, able to praise you and worship you this morning. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the D.S. De Leon family. Father, we thank you that they have been forever faithful to hear from you, forever faithful to pray, forever faithful to listen. And look at where we are today. Father, we ask that you bless them intensely, that you bless them mightily and continue to order their footsteps. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Oh, God, direct our path today. We are listening to you. Father, and I just thank you for tsunami blessings in their lives as well. Lord, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a rich word. Oh, she always does. Father, that it is going to lift us up and encourage us as we go about our day. Now, Father, whatever the speaker's hands touch, we ask that you bless it. Order her footsteps, Lord. Be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Bless her going out and her coming in. We bind Satan in Jesus' name off this call because it is going to go through clearly because we know that it is already saturated by the blood of the Lamb because we said so and it is done. We give you praise this morning. We give you honor and glory. We thank you in Jesus' name, the name that never, ever loses its power. Amen. Well, my TMC family, I'm going to turn you over to the hands of our host, but go out and have a blessed day as we pray because God is listening. As I always say, from my heart to yours, just know that I just love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord. I tell you, we had a glorious time already this morning, just giving God glory for who he is all by himself. And thank you for that tag. Talk to God. He's listening Tuesday. Well, good morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I, along with Minister Willis, say welcome, welcome, welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. Now, if this is your first time joining us, let me just briefly tell you a little bit about this wonderful, wonderful call and a special welcome to you. This call was started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, they said yes to the Lord, and the word that was given to them was Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we do have a website you can go to anytime you get ready. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where you can see all the messages from back in 2010, as well as the bios of our speakers on that site. Now, the theme for this year is in 2018, through me, supernatural, expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. I love that thing. I love it. God is doing wonders and beautiful things within the lives of many through all of us, and we give God glory for it. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of that blessed ministry, of this blessed ministry as a greeter, which is what Minister Willa did, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even want to share a word from the Lord, you can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. We also would love to take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. If you're unable to do so verbally on Fridays, send all that information to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will definitely contact you. Now, what brought us all together? This awesome, phenomenal company called Artists International that was started way back in, over 28 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon. And now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we have the greatest products around the world. And get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm telling you, they will definitely share with you the products that we have. Now, the new Morning Motivational Call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And there you can also hear about the wonderful artist products as well as testimonies and the information of what they each product does. Now, to get to that call, it's 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, today is Tuesday. We're Presidential Tuesday, and I'm telling you, I know some great information will be given today. Go to that call and just listen in on what these products are doing. Now, right now, at this point in time, we are so excited about what God is doing in the midst of all of our speakers. I'm telling you, some phenomenal word has been coming forth day by day, and I'm sure we have another one today through this wonderful, beautiful woman of God. She is none other than our very own Silver Fox. That's what we call her, Minister Jackie Henderson, who is from Indianapolis, Indiana, which is, I'm sure, the racing capital of the world. I think it's what they call Indianapolis. Well, she is the eldest of five siblings, the mother of son Joseph and daughter La Teresa. She is the grandmother of Caleb, an upcoming rising star, and two outstanding granddaughters, Elena and Alicia. Due to major health issues, Jackie retired from the automotive industry after 31 years of service. She was dedicated to helping the people as a UAW union representative. She served as co-chairman of Silver and Human Rights and was appointed by her regional director, directed to be a political liaison between the union and those that determine our laws on local, state, and national levels. Jackie now dedicates her time to servitude through ministerial leadership at her church, New Beginnings Fellowship Church under Pastor James Anthony Jackson. She says that's where the Lord is worshipped and his people are changed. Glory to God. She is a distributor of Artist Life and truly believes this company is God, is a God-blessed company. She also believes that this company has great leadership, great products, and most importantly, the Master's Call. By God's divine direction and the obedience of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, she was able to hear the word of the Lord and credits this call for her renewed relationship with Christ. It is Jackie's daily mission to grow in wisdom and be used by God. Her goals are to be strong in her purpose, fulfill her destiny, and let the light of God shine in her and through her that others may see it and be in Christ. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Silver Fox, the beautiful lady of God's love and joy, Minister Jackie Henderson. Are you there, Minister Jackie?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that great introduction. I love and appreciate you so, so very much. And Minister Willa, thank you for greeting and seating everyone this morning in our telecommunications sanctuary with such Jesus joy. But right now I'd like to go before the Lord in prayer so that we can hear what thus says the Lord this morning. God, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your greatness, God. We thank you for this very day, Lord, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, I'm coming before you.
presenting your word, I ask you to speak through me and to your people. Let this message be heard with their ears and resonate in their hearts, God, that they can gain what they need to go out and be those ministers in the marketplaces that you have called them to be. I thank you. I ask for your anointing over this blood, over this word right now, and I cover it in your blood, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, again, I thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning, and I shall get right on to the word, and I hope not to be before you very long. And I really hope that this message does resonate with you, because it did kind of catch me. And it's somewhat of a personal story, and those that have heard me before, a lot of times I do share a lot of my personal challenges with God. But on Saturday, I was blessed and honored to attend the graduation ceremonies for the Navigators Bible Storytellers at Pendleton Correctional Facility. This program was brought to Pendleton in 2013, and my son was a participant and a graduate of the very first class. He also attended the second class, where he was taught to be a facilitator of this class. And the purpose of this class is to teach those that don't know God's word, to teach God's word and with the stories from the actual Bible. Also, when the time came for the class three, they no longer will allow the outside facilitator to come in and share this class with the men of Pendleton. So the international facilitator reached out to my son and asked him if he would take over teaching the classes, because they would no longer let anybody from the outside to come in. And if they couldn't get someone from the inside to take over the program, it would be a lost program. So Joseph, after a little bit of hesitation, decided that the program was really too important for them to lose, because it was reaching out to so many. So he agreed, and he made a few changes to the program that would accommodate and aid some of those that were having challenges that thought they might like to attend the class but couldn't, because some of the prisoners in there had to admit they couldn't read. So, like I said, he changed the classes, and he made it easier for those that had learning disabilities and those that could not read to be able to be into the class, actually learn, and be able to go out and share what they have learned with the others. So as he took over this for the last 4 years, he has been petitioning to this prison to celebrate the accomplishments of these young men as they have gone in and learned these stories. And it's my understanding, in that first class, you have the responsibility of learning and being able to teach 70 different stories of the Bible. And to no avail, he was not able to get this done until they moved some people around, and God put someone in place to give him favor, and he was granted the opportunity to have their first graduation class this past Saturday. And with giving them favor, Joseph had to put together, and he didn't get this granted to him until the end of April, 1st of May, so he had several months to put this in place. They also allowed him to bring in guests from the outside, so the originator of the program, Mr. John Walsh, and Mr. Chuck Burrow, which was the international facilitator, was allowed back into the prison, and they brought even more guests in. They had a gospel rapper that raps the word of the Lord, and for some that is a way of teaching them as well, but they allowed them in, and he went by the name, I believe, of Motivator G, with a small G. And he said it, when he first started off, it was a large G, but he realized that no one was granted that honor but the Lord. So he changed it to small G. But as the program went on, and Joe went up to as a master of ceremony, and he began to introduce everyone, And they started off with the prayer, and the chaplain came in and spoke, and they welcomed everyone. And then he introduced the keynote speaker. And as the speaker got up and he came back and he sat down with me, and I asked him, I said, Joe, you told everybody whom everyone else, you introduced everyone else in the room, but you never told us who you were. And his response with me kind of took me a little bit off guard, but it made me sit there and think. And basically what he said to me, that it really wasn't important as to who he was. And he left it at that. He didn't digress anymore. But I know that in taking this, Joe accepted this assignment because he read in Philippians 4 and 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and God of peace will be with you. So on Saturday, they graduated class number 7. And as I said, when Joe said that to me, I was a little surprised about what he had said. But he said, who I am is not important. And so I sat there and I pondered on that for a few minutes. And then I went on to listen to the program as it was being presented, the keynote speaker. And he spoke very elegantly, and he had a lot of great things to say, and he taught us about how this program started in Louisiana, and it has spread it across the country to several different states, and it was first allowed in Pendleton. And after the program, others didn't see the necessity of it. Some of the powers that be really didn't see the necessity of it, so they would not allow any longer any outside teachers to come in, as I stated before. But to keep this going on, God showed Joe the necessity of why this was needed. And as I listened to the speaker, and then he brought up several young men out of the audience, and they came up and they started speaking on the different challenges in their lives, what they had gone through, even being there in the walls of the prison. And some of them spoke on the fact that even in their homes, from the time that they've been on earth, that no one in their family ever spoke of the Lord in their home. They had never had a Bible to read. They knew nothing of God. So this was their first introduction to the Lord and how it has changed their lives. And bring in the walls of the prisons even a few years ago. If you were really caught roaming around the walkways, you could read the Bible in your own quarters, but walking around with a Bible under your arm was not very well liked. You could be approached by several different people. They could persecute you for it, or they may even jump you or just carrying a Bible. But then now that they have gone through this class and they're starting to learn the Word of God and learn of His love, that how God has changed them, and for the first time in their life, they are learning real love, and that God has torn down the walls that they had built around themselves, removed the bitterness out of their hearts, and He's replaced it with His love. This love has freed them, especially the ability to go back into the population and share God's love with others. And they spoke of just how, just like I said a few years ago, they couldn't have done this. But God has opened up doors, and He's steadily opened up doors. And now, and they're reaching because people are looking at their lives and looking at the changes within them. And it said it even allowed them the ability, said you can walk past a man in that prison, said the perception on the outside is so different than what it is on the inside. Said you could walk past a man every day for 20 years and never know that man, never know anything about him. So it's opened them up to reach out and touch others and intertwine their lives with others. And it's opened it up to where people, like I said, are looking at the light that is shining outside of these guys through God's word, so that now they're able to share the word with others, and they're so eager to do this. Now, in this graduation class, because of this has changed these prisoners so much in there, they've opened this class up and they've expanded it beyond the 70 stories. And they have what they call an advanced class. And this was the first class of the advancement students. It was such a blessing to me. And it was such a touching thing for me to be there, even for them to open it up and allow their families to come in and share. And even some of the families that never knew Christ all their lives were so touched by this, that the word of God was even shared that day, and it reached out to family members that knew nothing about God. And now they're interested in knowing more about the love of God and how it can change their lives. You know, there are so many people walking this earth that they need us. They need us to come out and share. They need us to speak up, to stand up and boldly confess God's goodness in our lives, and let them not only confess it, but let them see it through the life that we are leading. That is what God has called us to do, to be those ministers in the marketplace, to step up and let the people know that there is a God out there, there's a God out there that loves them, and that their life does not have to be dark. They can walk into the freedom to worship him, the freedom to love him and let him love them back. And we have a challenge, every one of us on this call. We need to step up. It is not important as to who we are, but it's important as what we do for Christ and how that touches others. God has mandated each and every one of us on this call to serve one another. So my TMC family, I challenge each and every one of you to please step up. Step up and do what God is calling you to do. Now, didn't I give you a title to this message earlier? But my title is, you need to announce God. Don't announce yourself, but announce God. That is what you need to do right now. So step up and let the world know that there is hope, and especially in a day like today when sin just becomes rampant. It seems like people have lost their minds. Let us step up and announce God and let the people know that there is a hope. There is someone waiting with arms to love them. And remember, just like I said, it's not necessary for others to know your name. And it's not necessary for you to receive. I know that it's important sometimes to receive the accolades for the things that you do. But don't get so busy. Don't get so busy with doing God's work, church work, that you forget that there is a hurting nation out there that's waiting on you. So step up, do what's necessary for others. And like I said, it's not necessary that they know your name, because God knows your name, and he will reward you. So I won't read this, but I ask you to take time and read Revelations 2:2-7. And within that, I'm just going to pull out a small portion of that. And I ask you to humble yourself, serve others, and he will allow you to eat from the tree of life. I hope that this message has been an inspiration to you and a challenge to you to do more to get the word of God out to those hurting, hungry people that need you in the marketplace. I shall now turn the call back over to
to our host. Are you there?
Wow, wow. Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for that awesome, awesome testimony and profound message that you've given us this morning. I definitely will call you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Lord, for you being almighty, all-powerful, omnipotent in all our ways, Lord God. We thank you that you have shown yourself mighty in so many different situations. We thank you, Lord, for showing yourself mighty through Joseph, oh God, the way you did, and even what you're doing in this season, in this time for him, Lord God. We thank you how you are drawing people to you, Lord God, through this wonderful man of God. And we thank you for his mother who have shared his story with us, oh God. And we ask that you pour blessings, virtues of blessings, into the both of them, Lord, like never before. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your peace, your joy abiding in their hearts in such a manner, Lord God, that you are being lifted up. And you say when you are lifted up, you will draw all men to you. And we thank you, Father, because you're a person who watch over your word to perform it. And we see you performing your word miraculously through us, oh God. And we thank you. We glorify you, Father, for every person on this call that heard the voice of Minister Jackie, Lord God. And we know, Father, that you are allowing your spirit to move in our hearts and our minds in such a manner, Father God, that we too will see your glory being manifested through us. And we thank you, Lord God, that the purpose and the plans that you have for each one of us, you say they are plans of good and not of evil to bring us to an expected end. We thank you for supplying our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for healing those that are going through health challenges at this hour. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing even for the bereaved families, Lord God, like Minister Rosalind Peters and her family, Father God. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord, as they have the homegoing service of her uncle, Thurman Witherspoon, today, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you're blessing the families that are traveling to and from Winston-Salem, North Carolina area, Father God. We thank you for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We thank you that you will draw people to you, Lord God, as they have the homegoing service this day. We know, Lord God, that you are more than able to comfort, to give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord, even for the other bereaved families, such as Minister Kai's father, Andrew Brown, and the family, Lord God. We ask that you continue to comfort him. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. And, Lord, we'll come to realize that that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So we glorify you, Father, for honoring our prayers this morning and even in the days to come. And we thank you, Father, for doing it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, surely, you want to share this powerful message, this powerful testimony with someone today. And in order to do so, you can give them this number. It's 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And then we do have the new morning motivational call coming up next. And it is Presidential Tuesday. The number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, we thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and tagging this day. Talk to God. He's listening Tuesday. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for such a profound message and a great testimony. We love and appreciate you and your loved ones. Would you please come back and close us out with a benediction?
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I shall close out with a scripture that's written on the front of the program I received on Saturday, and it's found in Philippians 2 and 3, and it says, don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more than yourself. So with that, I say to my TMC family, go out and have a great day and be blessed in the Lord. Amen.